Not that cricket.
Previously on the Sikander series, on the Clubhouse End podcast.
Well, not. I do not want to play a test match without playing four-day cricket. My thinking is, God forbid I break down. I've let my country down. I've let my teammates down. Now you're playing with one batter less, one bowler less. So the whole combination is messed up. Whereas if I test myself in domestic cricket, it's not so much about how many runs, how many wickets I take. It's, am I doing the right things? Am I spending time on the ground? My feet can take that workload. I can bowl as many overs as I have to in a test match. It is just to test my body.
You're listening to the Sikander series on the Clubhouse End podcast.
Hello there and welcome to the fifth and final part of the Sikander series on the Clubhouse End podcast. My name is Larry Quiridai. Yes, it's the final one of the exclusive five episodes in which you talk to Sikander Raza. Wonderful insights that have come. The final one, we look at what kind of cricket should we expect Zimbabwe to play under the new, I don't want to use the word dispensation, but let's call it the new coaching regime. What should we expect to come from Zimbabwe? Also, I asked Raza about life after cricket.
You're listening to the Sikander series on the Clubhouse End podcast.
Yeah, quickly now, on the national team, what kind of team are we? Is it? I know that the fitness levels seem to have gone up from watching from a distance and seeing the high performance that's happened. Even the fielding is a lot quicker, it's a lot sharper. Is it because it's the beginning of a season, or is this sort of a standard that's been created?
No, that is how we're going to go forward. So people judge us from the games. People don't see the training method and the regimes we go through. So we are very tough on each other during our fielding training. I remember we did our warm-ups and we were very lazy or careless in our fielding drills and all that as well. So we did a full two-hour net session. And after those 2 hours net session, coach called us and says, we were supposed to go home. We'll do a fielding session. And we were all happy with that. Well, not happy, it hurted us, but we knew where our coach is coming from. Because when we started doing our fielding trainings at the morning and the warm-up, we dropped too many catches, we fumbled too many times, there were just no standard. And then when we came back, everybody came back with some grit and some hunger and desire to show coaches that it was just once off. So we have set a lot of good standards in our training, which leads into our games.
And what kind of cricket does Zimbabwe play? Is it attacking cricket? Is it they play the surface? Is it, what is it? Is it, are we the antagonist or the protagonist?
So, Larry, as you know, the team is filled with a lot of exciting talent. Nobody's going to stop anybody from doing a role they haven't done in the past. So the youngsters, you can see them playing with flair. The senior guys will control the situation and be more accountable. You all cannot play one way. If you have a good start, then you know everybody has to play with the tempo that the game is going. If you have a tough start, then you have to pick up the momentum, but you can't do that just by going in. It takes some time and then take the team to a respectable total. But the beauty is, without telling you who said, which coach idea was this, who used to tell us to just get to 140. And when you have a bad day, you're 105 all out. Now when we set our benchmark at 180, 190, if we don't get to 180, 190, we have a bad day, we still have 150, 160, which is still a fightable total. So without giving you too much of our blueprint, this is how we're going to operate.
And some people have been excited about players like Dion Myers. Is that shared in the dressing room, or is this like another guy in the room?
No. We enjoy Dion. Very hardworking cricketer. So people always judge him on the park, as we all get judged on the park, but people don't understand. Dion, very hardworking, very committed, very true to his training, always ask to do extra. These are the attributes of a good cricketer. So we are very excited with Dion, and with time, he's going to keep getting better and better.
and someone who seems to get better every match he plays is Brian Bennett. And I remember you giving him the ball to bowl in a T20. You're like, when did Brian ever bowl? Then he takes wickets.
Yes, so a very selfless cricketer, Brian Bennett. Always team at heart and team first. You ask him to do a role at any given time, Brian is happy to do it. We are never asking him for, oh, do this, do that. Sometimes all you need is bravery. And he's got that bravery to do the job for the country. So very selfless cricketer, very hardworking, very smart cricketer, even though he doesn't talk much. And you think the lights are off behind the eyes, but no, he's a smart cricketer.
Someone who came in purely as a batter in the qualifier, Clive Madanda. Everybody just always say, if he's not keeping, why is he in the team? But he seems to have, I mean, I remember early in his career where he couldn't hit a six to save his life, but he's attempting them.
Yeah, I think one thing about Clive is he's got better bats now than he had in the past, so
equipment is important.
Yeah, it is very important. I'm a big advocate for that, and when Clive hears this, he'll laugh about it, why I said it. But I think it's a confidence thing as well. When everybody's doing it around you, you get confidence as well. And now that he's becoming a senior cricketer, life is becoming easier for him. So he's starting to understand his game. And as far as people are concerned, like I said, everybody will have opinions. We knew what we were doing. We wanted to see. People don't even know that Clive actually had a... He got hit in training and his thumb went blue. And it was giving him discomfort in keeping. So we wanted to manage him also because we got series coming up and things like that. But like I said, just because everybody has a voice now and an opinion, everybody thinks they have to air it without actually being careful and not before knowing the full story. So we knew what we were doing with Clive. And then he came back as a keeper, got a quick 50 in the last game. Happy days.
So, I mean, the fact that also you've got someone like Marumane you can fall back on. His keeping wasn't the greatest a couple of seasons ago, but it seems to be improving. Perhaps because of that tour to England where he went there as the keeper. That growth in the pool of players who can do all sorts of things, that gives you guys more room to do other things with players.
Yeah, certainly. So imagine having a opener who's doing well, who's in form and pretty much in the team, and he's your backup keeper. Now you don't have to fill a spot with a backup keeper. So that opens up more room for other players to join in. So, you know, that is a great place to be at. Imagine having all-rounders in the team who can actually do a great job pretty much as a bowler. So you pick one less bowler, you add an extra, whatever combination you're going for. So it adds a lot of dynamics to the team. So Zimbabwe is blessed with that, and it's a great place to be at.
So now to finish off on a lighter note, within the group, who would you say is the jokester? Would it be you?
No. I tell you who, actually. Mm-hmm. Right now, as it stands, I think when Wesley and Musakive are together, it is a very good vibe. They've got a lot of good stories to share, and it's quite funny.
And so I know I was about to get to throw in a couple of fun questions there, but the reintegration of Wesley and Brandon, how has that gone? You can see also Brandon's coming back again as a confident player.
Yeah, so the thing is, again, people are very quick to leave you because you've had few bad games and things like that. I do not want to be seen as a guy. Unless you have had poor tour after tour. Or at least a couple of tours.
They're coming back after they're back.
Yes.
Okay.
So now these guys are coming back with a lot of confidence because they know they have the backing of the coaches, of the captain, of the selectors, and that now they're starting to show in the way they bowl, they bat, or they even conduct themselves behind the screen after the game. There's a lot of, you know, confidence in their walk, the way they talk. So all those things, you could tell that this man is in a space and in a place where he's enjoying, he's happy, and he's comfortable. So all those factors play a huge part.
Okay, who's the loudest?
Let me think. So Marumane and Blessing are the quietest. So they are the quietest, yeah.
So they because they're generally quiet out there, so they're quiet.
Yeah, no. Blessing and Marumani, even when they talk, they're quiet. Bennett, Dion are okay. You know, you could hear them here and there. Gwandu is also quiet. Okay, from the current crop of players, Wellington Masagaza.
No way.
I'm telling you. Veli, when he talks, when he's comfortable and we were having a dinner, Veli will tell you jokes nicely. But there's not many loud guys left, but from what we have, he's probably up there.
He also seems to come across as quite a hugger. He likes to hug. He'll hug.
No. Veli's a lovely guy. Uh-huh. And he's also getting to a stage where he's a senior guy, so he carries himself really well, helps everybody, brings a great vibe to the environment. So Veli goes, for us, the contribution for Veli is not just his performances, goes beyond performing on the park, what he does off the park for seniors and for juniors.
Who's the most, like, serious? Like, I'm not talking about quiet, but, you know, it doesn't look like he gets a joke.
So who's dumb?
No, that is...
Well, if you don't get the joke, you're dumb.
No, like, just very serious. Like, this person could have been an accountant.
Marumani. Could have been an accountant. I'm not sure if I can count properly, but yeah, but he would have been an accountant. Very serious.
And what demeanor do the coaches have? I know when I talk to Digby, he's very, you know, forthcoming. I've known Stewie for a while. Justin, you can see he's intense. Is that correct observation?
Yeah. So that leaves us with Kurtley. So Kurtley, you have to understand Kurtley, our trainer. His humor could be seen as being sarcastic or he's being tough. But no. If you understand his humor, you enjoy him. Kurtley is a very good company. Very good trainer, very good company. Rivash Bhai, you have to... He's a numbers man. He will tell you what you need to know, how to get better. He doesn't mess around with his numbers, with his things. He is very clever, very smart, very shrewd. He comes up with stats where Zimbabwe have lacked in the past, and everything about him is how to get better with the numbers. So if I'm not saying he's a senior, he's a serious most guy, but among the squad we have, because of his job and his role, he is the serious most guy. He's the most serious guy.
Numbers people are that. So yeah. Final question before we go, Raza. The Raza 2027 World Cup, is that... something you, because I mean, look, Raza has to play at the Victoria Falls Stadium, at Mosiatina Stadium.
Let me truthfully answer that question. Did you see myself from the time I debuted now? Honestly, no. Correct.
Honestly.
I am never in control of what is going to happen to me. So if Allah wills it and my body holds up and I am not cheating my country with injuries or niggles and doing all the right things that I have set for myself, then you never know. Then there is a chance. But if I'm getting injured, I'm having, my body's not 100% and I'm just existing, then that's not going to happen. I need to be top of fitness, top of my game, performances, so that people know that I am there because I deserve to be here, not because I'm just one of the names. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to cheat the people, the country, the faith. No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've said it publicly. It's going to be sad the day Russell says, okay, guys, I'm now going to become an accountant as Zimbabwe cricket.
That's never going to happen. That is never going to happen.
But do you see yourself doing more stuff in cricket afterwards? Or when cricket is done, you're going to be like, no, I'm done?
I think the question is... with Zimbabwe cricket, let me just say, okay, I'm done. I'm going now. With the fans, let me go. Apparently, I remember having this chat and they said, no. We will sit outside your house and we will see where we have to fit you in the system or what you have to do. So I know it was a banter, but I actually think our fans are very... The Castle Corner is well capable enough to have a strike outside my house. They're well capable enough to do that. So... no, but ideally when I'm done, I like some time off without doing anything, just have my family around and travel a little bit and just get clarity, because I do not want to be a guy who retires and be part of the system straight away. I need to think it through. What role if I take? Am I going to take? Do I want to take? Do I deserve to take one? and the role they're offering, can I fulfill it to the utmost ability, or do I know what to do in that role? Whatever role I do, I have to do with the utmost honesty. So for all those questions to be answered, Anix, I would need some time off.
For clarity.
For clarity purposes.
Raza, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks,
and we'll enjoy you while we have you. And hopefully, Mosi Adjunya. I mean, there will be matches before that.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure the first match isn't going to be. But ultimately, we're thankful for the man that you are. And thank you for this honest conversation.
Thank you, Larry. It's lovely to speak to you, as always.
All right, cheers.
You're listening to the Sikandar series on the Clubhouse End podcast.
And there you have it. That is it for the Sikandar series here on the Clubhouse End podcast. A chat with the Zimbabwe International T20 captain, Sikandar Raza. And if you go through it, you can listen to the episodes. They're permanently available for free on whatever platform that you listen to your podcast on. So all those episodes or the whole series is available. You can listen to it at your leisure. And if you remember, I talked about the priority as playing for Zimbabwe, answered questions about test cricket, also answered questions about selection. Remember the NPL question, made that front and center. It talked about his responsibility as a leader in as far as the group is concerned, what he brings into the team when he takes responsibility. He confronted the issue around the T10. Remember the T10 decision when he decides to take Mohammad Shahzad off and what he was thinking there, and a very honest conversation about the blowback, but how he always stands by his decision. And I guess if you're going to look for a captain, you want somebody who takes responsibility for the decision, not somebody who offsets and says, this is what's up. Yeah, so it was a very fun conversation. And then I thank Sikandar Raza once again for it. And look forward to very exciting conversations taking place. Also, look forward to our exclusive coverage of the 22 days of cricket happening between the 24th of November. That is when the first the first match between Pakistan and Zimbabwe takes place. There's 6 matches in Bulawayo, then there's 6 ODI and T20 matches in Harare against Afghanistan. So then we have then 2 tests that are happening in Bulawayo, Boxing Day test and the beginning of 2025. And so until around the 7th of January, you'll be having wild exclusive coverage. We're working on some crazy ideas, including stuff that is going to be on this podcast. Hopefully, if we can get at least like 60-50% of that done, I'm thinking we can get a lot of it done, but it depends on the sort of partners we can get in. If you'd like to be a partner on it, +263-719-903-327. Lots of opportunities for you to partner with us. Partnering with us allows us to do bigger things and get more of that cricket through to you, get you more exclusive conversation. You know, it does make it a lot easier for us to do great things in as far as coverage of that cricket. Capacity is there. We're able to produce. If we could give you a podcast episode every single day, we could. You know what I mean? There's enough content out there for us to be able to do it. But as I said, we'd like to partner with you. If you're out there from small little businesses, wherever you are, just get in touch with us. We've got a couple of exciting packages we've got together. And let's see what we can do to grow the game of cricket. Get as many people interested as possible. +263-719-903-327. That is the WhatsApp number to get in touch. Otherwise, my name is Larry Quiradai. Please, smack the subscribe button wherever you are. Listen, get everybody, people, I mean, share, get as many people listening to the podcast as possible. That also helps us in as far as our ranking is concerned. Got quite a few subscribers during this series. Thank you again, once again, to Raza, because his presence increased our visibility as well. So very high profile, very good numbers and so forth. But other than that, my name is Larry Quiradai. As I say, from where I come from, Silvis is Siase Benza. But remember, this is a 3 Mob Radio production for 3 Men in a Boat.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.